Welcome back to Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. That was Nina by Jean-Michel Blais. Before that, you heard Evening Breeze by Imahoitske Mariam Gebru. My name is Leslie, and on the line we have Ayu. Ayu, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Awesome. Sorry, can you say a few more things? All right, I am accidentally hitting some technical difficulties here. Please. Oh. Sorry, can you say one more thing, Ayu? Like, can you tell me about your day?
Oh, hello. I'm Ayu. Can you hear me?
Yes, I think so.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, sorry about that. I think...
Oh, no worries.
There we go. Okay, this was an issue on my end. Everything is good with you, Ayu.
Sorry?
the technical difficulty was something on my end. You're okay, though. You're okay.
Yeah, I'm okay right now.
Yes. Okay, cool. And we're on air, and we're going to be talking a little bit about... radio.
Radio.
Compared to what it's like in Canada and in Japan. So, Ayu, can you tell the listener a little bit about yourself and maybe like where you come from with your experience in radio and all that?
Okay, sure. So, I'm Ayu and I'm from Japan. And I came here September 2022, so I've been here for 1 year and around half a year. And I started to, I joined this volunteer since last year, I think April, May. And I usually join the radio show on Monday, Speak Up program, and I introduce some Japanese music, and what should I talk about?
No, that's good.
It's okay.
Yeah, that's great. So I guess like one of the things that we were talking about this weekend when we were planning what we were going to talk about on the show was the difference between like radio in Japan versus Canada. Like, what is it like to tune into the radio in Japan, and what kind of differences do you? Yeah, tell me a little bit about that. Like being a listener of radio in Japan.
Yeah, sure. So I think not only Japan, but people recently don't really listen to radio compared to before. But I feel like my friends and many Japanese people listen to radio when they want to listen to some celebrities' show. Because there are so many radio programs by some celebrity, like actress, actor, some singers, and comedians. So it's so common to listen to their show. And I feel like people don't really listen to other shows. It's different from generation to generation. So especially young people don't listen to other than the show celebrity by celebrities. Yeah, of course it depends, but I feel like more older generation also listen to other shows like some news like the daytime, not only nighttime. They turn on the radio, and when they do something when they have something to do, they can just listen to radio. So, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like it's a little bit similar in Canada as well. Like, folks don't really listen to the radio as often as they used to before there was, like, mm-hmm. I guess, like, streaming and podcasting and social media. And usually when people tune into the radio, often it's, like, for background, mm-hmm. like, chatter, background music. But that's not necessarily the case, obviously, with everyone. But it is, I think also one of the other things that I agreed with you here is maybe, like, in the morning, during the daytime, that's when a lot of the more, like, important newsworthy things are being broadcasted. Like, I think I'm not 100% sure, but I believe, like, on CBC's radio, for example, on their radio station, usually that's when they put out some of the more important headlines of the day, and then later on, like, every couple of hours, they put out news that kind of just highlights what was discussed in the morning. But one of the things that's pretty different, I think, is I don't think in Canada there's as much radio programming hosted by celebrities, whereas mm-hmm. that doesn't necessarily seem to be the case in Japan, as you mentioned. Like, it sounds like it's more of like a like a when those shows are being broadcasted with the celebrities, it sounds like it's more of like a fandom thing, like they encourage mm-hmm. their fans to tune in and that type of thing. Is that what it is?
So, sorry, what did you say?
So, in terms of, like, the kind of, like, the celebrity shows that are mm-hmm. on radio, it sounds like a lot of it is, a lot of people listen to it if they're fans of the person, of the radio personality, mm-hmm. but not, maybe those same people wouldn't tune into the radio during the daytime for the news, for example.
Yeah, so they just want to listen to the show hosted by celebrities. So, yeah, of course, I think not only radio, so they also watch some YouTube and TV and, yeah, other things, other contents, other social media, and just when the celebrities people like host the radio show, they listen to the show, but if not, they just watch other things like TV, YouTube, and other things, I think.
What are the types of, like, what do they talk about on those celebrity shows then? I'm really curious about that because they're, like, not talking about the news. Mm-hmm. What are they talking about then?
It depends. But so, for example, just what they recently did and about their news, their own news, like... what that celebrity did recently and what their hobby and if they like, for example, they like to listen to music, they talk about it and they talk about some their favorite singers, or if they like watching the baseball game or some sports, they talk about it. And I'm not sure whether the content itself is so interesting or not, but people don't mind, I think, if they just, the main, how to say, people want to listen hear from them.
Okay, it's kind of like if they were like updating their fans about like what they did recently, and it's like it sounds like it's very much more of like a you know, like a parasocial thing. Do you like kind of like a, it sounds like more of like a fandom thing, right? Like
fandom thing.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That's interesting. Do you have a favorite show that you would tune into?
My favorite show is when I was in Japan, I didn't really listen to radio, but when I listen to radio, it's mostly some celebrity show like Idol and some singers, and so, but they also do some, how to say, the email, I'm not sure how to say English.
Oh, is it like when they open like fan letters?
Fan letters or something. Yeah, and the interesting thing is, so usually, people often listen to the radio when they want to, if they have some favorite celebrities. But also there are some people who really like to listen to radio. So whatever the content is, they really like to listen to radio. So some people who usually don't follow some celebrities, even if they are not a fan, some people listen to the radio, so, and they often also send an email. So the contents are so interesting.
It sounds like really like engaging in that case, like especially if you're doing it live in the studio, and then you have the producers around you, they can just like send you like share like whatever like messages they're getting in on the program and stuff. I see why that could be interesting for people to listen to. Speaking of which, you know what, dear listener, for the person who is listening, if you want to write into Typically Tuesdays, you can. You can send us a direct message on Instagram at Typically Tuesdays, or you can send me an email, typicallytuesdays@gmail.com. I don't know if I will read your email on air, but it is open for you to write in. So hit us up on Instagram or email. I was thinking a little bit just now, actually, when I was younger, we would sometimes, there are some radio stations, I think, in Canada that play American radio shows. And there would be people who weren't journalists. And it wasn't as though they were like really super duper popular like movie stars or singers or anything like that, but they were people whose main job was to be a radio personality. Like their job was to mainly just like host a 2 or 3 hour long show, and they built a very dedicated listenership, maybe giving advice on the radio or like or doing a little bit of like a themed topic, or that type of thing. Does that happen in Japan as well, where there's some people who go on the radio and their job is to just be people on the radio? They're not like a journalist, they're not like a writer, they're not like a singer or actor or anything like that?
I'm not sure, but I think it's not very, very common. At least I don't think it's very popular show. So maybe there are some people who just focus on the hosting show, radio show, but I don't think it's very common.
Okay, interesting. What about like shows? Are there going to be like radio programs kind of like what we have here at CJSF, where it's not people who are professionally making radio, but they might like doing it for whatever reason?
Yeah, I think so. So not for the, how to say, not very professional, like not for the profit, and like community radio.
Yeah.
In Japan, I'm sure that there are many also, not only the very professional radio show, but also some community radios and not for the profit. And yeah.
Interesting. Okay, cool. I always feel like maybe this is a little bit off topic, but like I'm a little bit of an old person. I'm quite a bit older than you. And I'm quite a bit older than a lot of the younger, newer volunteers at the radio station these days. And one of the things that kind of surprises me is when I meet younger volunteers who join the station to want to make a show, but they might not have lived during a time where like radio was such an important part of their lives. For me, I remember my alarm clock used to play radio shows.
Oh, really? Wow.
So in the morning, from elementary school to up until probably university, that would be my alarm, and we would like play it, the radio in the background. A lot of the times, I worked at a place that used to play the radio in the background, for example, and we would definitely listen to it while we were driving. But these days, not as much all the time anymore. And when I talk to younger folks who maybe didn't have as close of a relationship to consuming radio as I did or some of my peers or older people did, I'm so fascinated as to why they joined the radio station to make a radio program. Can you tell me a little bit about why you decided to make radio?
Oh, yeah. Okay. So one reason is I wanted to try something new here in Canada, and when I search some Japanese people's experience in Canada, I found some article, and maybe I'm not sure how many years ago, but one of Japanese also joined CJSF, this frontier, and it looked so interesting, and she said she also introduced some Japanese culture through radio. And for me, I really like music, especially Japanese music, so I wanted to introduce my favorite singer's music. And yeah, I also, so I prefer talking rather than writing. Yeah, also writing a blog or something, it's also good, but I wanted to try talking, and I wanted to introduce some Japanese culture, and so it's one reason. And also, oh, I don't really listen to radio, but sometimes I listen to a podcast, like some psychology podcast, or just for fun. But I like the way they talk, because I'm not good at talking, but they really, the way they talk is so, how to say, yeah, it's very good. I can feel relaxed and just, and it's easier compared to watching TV, because TV always has visual, picture, video, and sometimes it's tiring. But when I listen to podcast radio, just I have to listen to the audio. So I really, recently, I really like, I'm interested in radio and podcast. So that's why.
That's so cool. That is so awesome to hear that you wanted to kind of like improve on this thing that you saw other people doing very well. And that coincidentally somebody left 90.1 a review on the internet.
Yeah.
That is, wow, we are, I love that. I love that. I love being infamous. I love being notorious. Notorious CJSF. That is awesome. Speaking of Japanese music that you wanted to kind of like introduce, I played earlier one of the songs that you recommended to me, Prologue.
Prologue.
Can you tell us a little bit more about it?
Yeah. So Prologue is sung by the singer, Japanese singer called Uru, U-R-U. And she's, yeah, one of my favorite Japanese singer, and her voice is so soothing. And so when I was in Japan, I often, it's so common to go to karaoke, and I often go there, and when I go there, always I sing her song. And yeah, it's, I remember that it's the some TV drama theme song, so that's why I watch that drama. So and I knew that song, and I, after that, I became to like her songs.
Nice. Yeah, that is, I feel like that is something that, I don't know, bonds people of all ages and of cultures, and all cultures, I think. It's listening to a song that you really like and then singing it at karaoke, and then realizing that like you can listen to so much more of their music as well. Oh, wow. Yeah, it was a great song, first of all. Thank you for introducing it. To me, and also to the listener. And yeah, thank you for your time. We're just hitting the top of the hour here. And IU, you're going to be joining me on Typically Tuesdays for the next few weeks. What do the listeners have to look forward to in the next few weeks on Typically Tuesdays with IU and Leslie?
So as I said, I'm not, I'm still not used to talking on the radio, but I feel like, because I grew up in Japan, I have some, I can tell you guys about some new perspective, like new culture. It's not very, for some people, it's not very familiar with it, but I wanna try to talk about something new for people here.
Yeah.
there's
a lot to look forward to. We've planned out at least one of the episodes a little bit, coming up in the next couple of weeks, and I'm certainly excited for that. And it's always a joy to talk to you, IU. And as we're wrapping up here, I want to thank you so much for your time. I know you just got off of class.
No worries. Thank you so much.
No, not at all. I look forward to talking with you again very soon, IU. And we are going to hit the top of the hour in just a few seconds. So here's one final push for you, the listener, to tune into more great CGSF programming. You can catch Democracy Now! Every Monday to Friday from 11 to 12 with your host, Amy Goodman. Get engaged with all that's happening around the world. And with that, I think we have to sign off of the show. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you. See you very soon.
You're listening to